We're chatting with Oskaloosa Main Street Director Amy Brainerd about a big event coming up in the city of Oskaloosa on Saturday. Oskaloosa will be turning on the lights to ring in the holiday season, and we are on the phone with Amy to hear about all the fun stuff that will come along with that. Amy, appreciate your time as always. Why don't you start us off by giving us just a quick overview of the turning on of the lights?
Yes. So every year we've been doing our painting with lights, which is where we put all of the strands of lights on the front of the buildings in the Oskaloosa Main Street District. And this Saturday we get to have our Turn on the Lights event. So from 5:30 to 8, people can come downtown, check everything out. And at 6 o'clock, we will have a very special guest, Mrs. Scotty Moore, and she will be turning on the lights. And then from 6 to 8 p.m., we will have horse-drawn wagon rides around the square. And then, anytime between that 5:30 to 8 time frame, we will have Mahaska Drug there, and they will have hot cocoa and cookies, and then just different cool things to do. And once the lights are on, it's a great photo opportunity. So we're just inviting everybody down to check it out and enjoy the start of the holiday season. It's going to be really, really chilly, so we hope everybody will bundle up and come down.
Is Santa going to be there?
Santa will be here. Santa and reindeer. So that's another great photo opportunity for kiddos and families alike to just check it out and get kind of in that holiday spirit. That's what we're really excited for.
And can you talk for just a second about the effort that went into this? Because 300,000 light bulbs, that's a number that I've been seeing everywhere. That's a lot of light bulbs. What can you say about just the people that made this possible?
It sure is a lot of lights. And we have a Painting with Lights committee. And so they do a lot of work in trying to raise funds for this, because it's about $30,000 every year to be able to put the lights up. And so just getting our Painting with Lights fundraiser, we have a raffle that we do every year, some very wonderful prizes, and we are still doing that raffle. So people do have an opportunity the night of Turn on the Lights to purchase their raffle tickets. And then they can purchase them here at the Chamber office. They can purchase them at Mahaska Drug and at H&S Feed. And so they get the opportunity. So for every ticket that is sold, their name gets entered into the drawing. And so what we'll do is on the 28th of this month, we will start drawing names at noon. And the first person is going to get first dibs on the prize they want, and then we'll go down the list. And so if you've got 10 entries into the prize, you could potentially be drawn 10 times. So it's just really, really exciting to have people be able to pick whatever kind of prize that they want, and just a way to support our community. And we also have opportunities for businesses to support Painting with Lights and get recognized for that. So just any opportunity that anybody would be willing to give any kind of money to help support this cause, we want to see it to continue for years to come. It's a great tourism opportunity for our community. People do come and drive through and then also stop in our local businesses and dining opportunities. So just another way to get people in our community and to enjoy our community during the holiday season.
Perfect. Last question for you, Amy, is just as one of the main people that put this together, you know, being the director of Oskaloosa Main Street, what would be some of the specific things that you would recommend to people as far as just how to get the most out of Saturday night?
So we would really like to, it's kind of like the Christmas parade. We encourage people to make a day of it. So the Experience Oskaloosa Retail Group, they're separate from the Chamber and Main Street, but they are working with our downtown businesses to do some deals. So they are calling it Get Lit Oski. We're calling it Turn on the Deals. Either way, it's an opportunity for people to kind of get a sneak peek of some of the Christmas specials and sales that people will have going on. So making it a day, checking it out. We've got lots of dining opportunities within walking distance of the square. And then being there at 6 o'clock to watch the lights come on. So just, we want to see people make a day of it.
Sounds awesome. Amy Brainerd, Oskaloosa Main Street Director, here joining us and talking about the turning on of the lights happening this weekend. Amy, thank you so much, as always, for your time.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.